Charles Duhigg's work on habits, most notably in The Power of Habit, helped popularize a simple but powerful idea. Habits are not random. They follow a structure, and because they have structure, they can be changed. Duhigg's framework explains why habits are so persistent, how they operate below conscious awareness, and how intentional change is possible without relying on constant willpower. At the core of Duhigg's model is the habit loop, which has three components: cue, routine, and reward. The cue is the trigger that tells the brain to go into automatic mode. It can be a time of day, an emotional state, a location, a preceding action, or the presence of certain people. For example, feeling stressed at work at 3 p.m. might be a cue. Once the cue appears, the brain initiates the routine, the behavior itself. This could be grabbing a snack, checking social media, smoking a cigarette, or snapping at a coworker. Finally, there is the reward, the benefit the brain gets from completing the routine, such as relief, pleasure, distraction, or a sense of connection. Over time, the brain begins to crave the reward, and this craving strengthens the habit. Duhigg emphasizes that habits are driven less by the routine itself and more by the anticipation of the reward. For instance, someone may think they crave a cookie in the afternoon, but what they really crave is a break, social interaction, or relief from boredom. Once the brain learns that a certain routine reliably delivers a reward, it begins to run the habit automatically whenever the cue appears. Changing a habit, according to Duhigg, does not usually mean eliminating the habit loop. It means rewiring it. The most effective strategy is to keep the cue and the reward the same, but change the routine. This is known as the golden rule of habit change. If stress at 3 p.m. is the cue and relief is the reward, then the routine can be swapped. Instead of reaching for junk food, someone might take a short walk, talk to a colleague, or practice deep breathing. The brain still gets relief, but through a healthier behavior. Another key insight from Duhigg is the role of belief. Sustainable habit change often requires believing that change is possible, especially when things get difficult. This belief is frequently reinforced through community, support groups, accountability partners, or shared goals. Duhigg points out that people who successfully change habits during crises often rely on a belief system that gives meaning to the effort and helps them persist when motivation fades. Duhigg also introduces the concept of keystone habits, habits that create a ripple effect across other behaviors. For example, regular exercise is a keystone habit for many people. It often leads to better eating, improved sleep, increased productivity, and better emotional regulation. Keystone habits work because they reshape identity. I am someone who takes care of myself. Changing one powerful habit can unintentionally improve many others. To change a habit intentionally, Duhigg suggests a practical process. Identify the routine, experiment with different rewards to understand what you're truly craving, isolate the cue by examining patterns, and then plan a new routine. Writing this plan down increases the odds of success because it prepares the brain to act differently when the cue appears. Ultimately, Duhigg's work shows that habits are not moral failures or personality flaws. They are neurological patterns, and patterns can be redesigned. By understanding cues, routines, rewards, and belief, people gain leverage over behaviors that once felt automatic. Habit change is not about becoming perfect. It's about becoming conscious and using that awareness to build a life that works better, one loop at a time.